Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
San Francisco's police department is facing lots of questions from the city over massive overtime spending after a report found that officers may be abusing the sick time system to take up other gigs. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, complaints about police officer overtime in San Francisco. I think I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, you have. And chances are you're going to see it again and again, and not just in San Francisco. Let's take a look at a couple of things that make up the equation for the ballooning overtime, not the least of which is the understaffing. Whether it's San Francisco or Oakland or other departments, they don't have enough cops to perform their duties. And when you don't have enough, you have to bring in people on overtime. Fire departments do it as well. You know, you have mandatory overtime, you have voluntary overtime. Then you also have, the special things that go on, whether it be demonstrations or different events that require cops to come in on the weekends. And, you know, we always hear that, you know, vacations have been put on hold while everybody's made ready for something that's happening. Okay, San Francisco's big for that. We have overtime there. We also have a thing called 10D. Now, that's a program that you see on the streets of San Francisco. You've often seen it, and you might have asked what's going on here. That's where a building or a business or an event hires police in uniform, often with squad cars as well, to act as security guards. And they pay the city, and the city pays overtime for that. Now, that comes in through the overtime budget, so it gets bloated. And in the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of growth in the 10B programs, the money coming in where private industry, private retailers, private people, conventions at Moscone Center and such, are paying the city to have extra cops there. Public sees that and they ask, oh, why are they getting the extra protection, not me? The reason is they're paying for it, but it is costing because, Eric, here's one of the problems is that cops, there's a certain number of cops who are calling in sick and then going on the 10B program later that day or the next day to make overtime. And that costs money because you have to bring in somebody to fill their shift, and that's on overtime.
Yeah, a problem they've been fighting for years and years and years. And since you mentioned the shortage of police officers, which is, you know, region-wide, it's hard to see how they're going to fix it.
They could use better management. I mean, I talk to some of the captains and stuff regularly, and they say, you know, it's one of those things where it's a management situation. They have, you know, sick rules that they're not necessarily following, overtime rules. They're blowing through without much of accountability for it. It's an institutional problem as much as anything. And one of the things is, I mean, for example, what we have is the number of cops who made over $100,000 in overtime tripled from 120 about in 2021 to 493 in 2023. That's, you know, an explosion. And it takes, you know, management skills to try and, you know, crackdowns to try to deal with it. But Eric, let's be honest, when it comes to being a police chief or a deputy chief, or you're looking around for a job, people aren't going to remember whether, you know, Captain Eric or Lieutenant Phil, the question they're going to ask is, did crime go down? Not whether overtime went up.
Yeah, you bet. Phil, thanks a lot. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.